Can I ask you to think about the last time that evil raised its ugly head in your life? Perhaps it was something that you did to someone else, or the other way around. Some conflict, some injustice, some betrayal. Have you ever stood back and asked yourself, what was actually going on there? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We sometimes do things, bad things, that after the event, we're at a complete loss to explain. What was I thinking? Why did I do that? Or you experience some gross injustice or perhaps see it perpetrated on others and you're left wondering, really? Did that just happen? How the blazes? And the reason for that inability to explain the evil that we or others perpetrate is that there's lots more going on than meets the eye. Because our fight, writes Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, is not against people on the earth. We're fighting against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly places. In other words, there's a spiritual dimension to evil that we ignore at our own peril. It's why Jesus taught his disciples to pray and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. That prayer for God's protection against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly places is one of the most powerful prayers that we can ever pray, one that you and I need to be praying a whole lot more. And when others perpetrate evil against us, remember, it's exactly the same deal. Our battle isn't against those people, but against the spiritual forces of evil that sit behind their actions. Look, I'm not one of these people who goes looking for demons under every bed and sofa, but at the same time, you and I need to see evil for what it is and pray powerfully against it. That's God's word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. And if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.